From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, news across the country, and other interesting info as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. G20 members agree on majority of the third finance minister and central bank governors meeting results. Malaysia seeks quick resolution to manpower MOU issue with Indonesia. Now the news in detail. G20 nations have agreed on the majority of the results of the third finance minister and central bank governors meeting held in Bali on July 15th and 16th, despite tensions over the Ukraine-Russia conflict. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said that at the meeting, G20 finance ministers and central bank governors discussed 7 priority agendas: the global economic situation and risk, global health, international financial architecture, financial sector issues, sustainable finance infrastructure, and international taxation. On the global economic situation and risk, the G20 finance ministers and central bank governors discussed the impact of Russian conflicts with Ukraine, particularly on the threat of energy, food, and financial crisis. Malaysian Prime Minister Ismail Sabri Yaakob has instructed the Malaysian Human Resources and Home Affairs Ministries to resolve the issue surrounding the Memorandum of Understanding on the recruitment of Indonesian migrant workers soon. As quoted by Bernama News Agency Friday, he denied that the MOU will be cancelled. Indonesian Ambassador to Malaysia, Hermono, confirmed on Wednesday, July the 13th, that the Indonesian government had decided to temporarily stop migrant worker placement in all sectors in Malaysia. He said the decision will remain in place until Malaysia commits to halting the recruitment of Indonesian domestic help through the MAID online system. Bank Indonesia Governor Perry Warjio has called upon all G20 members to commit to working together to support global economic recovery in order to realize a sustainable, balanced, and inclusive world economy. Warjio remarked at the opening of the second day of the third meeting of the G20 finance ministers and central bank governors in Nusa Dua, Badung, Bali on Saturday. Such a focus, according to Warjio, will send a positive message to the global community about the role and efforts of the G20 towards supporting recovery. During Saturday's meeting, the G20 finance ministers and central bank governors discussed 5 topics: COVID-19 exit strategies for ensuring financial stability, climate-related financial risk, crypto assets, financial inclusion and digitization, and initiatives to address new data gaps. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Sri Lanka's ousted president, who fled overseas this week to escape a popular uprising against his government, has said he took all possible steps to avert the economic crisis that has engulfed the island nation. Gotabaya Rajapaksa's resignation was accepted by Parliament on Friday, July the 15th. Sri Lanka's Parliament then met on Saturday to begin the process of electing a new president as a shipment of fuel arrived to provide some relief to the crisis-hit nation. U.S. President Joe Biden and Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman took a step to mending their troubled relationship, but the U.S. leader left the kingdom on Saturday, July the 16th, with few big successes and doubts as to whether the visit was worth it. Joe Biden's four-day trip to Israel and Saudi Arabia, his first to the Middle East as president, aimed to reset ties with the Gulf Arab oil giant, demonstrate U.S. commitment to the region, and counter the rising influence of Iran, Russia, and China. The British government is set to hold an emergency response meeting on Saturday, July the 16th, to plan for record-high temperatures after authorities issued their first-ever red warning for extreme heat early next week. The alert covers large parts of England on Monday and Tuesday, when temperatures may reach 40 degrees Celsius for the first time, posing a risk of serious illness and even death among healthy people, the UK Met Office said on Friday. The British record is 38.7 degrees Celsius, set in 2019. Last item. Macau's government will extend a lockdown of casinos and other businesses until Friday, July the 22nd, as authorities grapple to stop the spread of COVID-19 in the world's biggest gambling hub, according to a statement on its website. The lockdown in the Chinese Special Administrative Region had been due to end on Monday. Macau imposed the shutdown last Monday, shattering the city's economic engine, its casinos, and forbidding residents from leaving their apartments except for essential activities such as grocery shopping. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Spotlight of the week is on World Bank Express's commitment to support Indonesia's development financing. Indonesian President Joko Widodo received a World Bank delegation at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Thursday, July the 14th, 2022. They were Axel van Thorsenberg as Managing Director of Operations, Manuela V. Vero as Regional Vice President East Asia and Pacific, and Satu Kakonan as Country Director of Indonesia and Timor-Leste. Indonesian Minister of National Development Planning Suharso Monoarfa, who accompanied the President in the meeting, said that the World Bank congratulated Indonesia's G20 presidency. The World Bank delegation also has high hopes for Indonesia in this G20 presidency. In addition, the World Bank also gives a positive assessment of Indonesia's current economic development. Among countries that are currently facing a difficult situation, Indonesia is relatively able to maintain economic stability by maintaining an economic growth rate of around 5%. Suharso Monoarfa further said that the World Bank also advised Indonesia to encourage economic growth from other sources, such as export. Regarding exports, the World Bank considers the need of structural reform that can reduce tariffs. In addition, the World Bank also stated its commitment to support Indonesia in terms of food security and energy transition, including praising Indonesia for preparing a roadmap for a green economy going forward. According to Suharso, the World Bank is committed to supporting financing in the energy sector, blue economy, food security, mangroves, and climate change. The support is worth $1.6 billion. That was Spotlight of this week. I'll start today in history with July the 17th, 2006, an earthquake measuring 6.5 on the Richter scale in the south of the Java Sea causes a tsunami. An earthquake measuring 6.8 on the Richter scale off the coast of West Java occurred on July the 17th, 2006. This earthquake caused a tsunami as high as 2 meters that destroyed houses on the southern coast of Java and took at least 659 lives. The tsunami hit villages on the southern coast of Java in Cipatujah, Tasikmalaya, and Pangandaran, Ciamis. According to a spokesman for the Indonesian Ministry of Health, around 450 people were injured and 52,700 people lost their homes. 140 people were declared missing. Turning to July 17, 2009, the bomb explosion incident at the JW Marriott Hotel and Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Jakarta. The bomb explosion at the JW Marriott and Ritz-Carlton Hotels in the Mega Kuningan area, South Jakarta, occurred on July 17, 2009 morning. The suicide bombing incident killed 9 people and injured more than 50 people, both Indonesian citizens and foreigners from New Zealand, Australia, and the Netherlands. This incident occurred 9 days after the Indonesian presidential and vice presidential election, and 2 days before the planned arrival of the Manchester United football team at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel to play a match with the Indonesian All-Star team on July 20, 2009. The police managed to arrest or shoot dead a number of other bombing suspected perpetrators. I'll end today in history with July 17, 2014. Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot down by a Ukrainian missile and crashed in Donetsk, Ukraine. Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 is a scheduled international passenger flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. This Boeing 777-200ER crashed in eastern Ukraine near the Russian border on July 17, 2014, with 283 passengers and 15 cabin crew from various countries. The plane reportedly crashed 50 to 80 kilometers before entering Russian airspace. Initial Reuters report stated that Ukrainian government suspected the plane was shot down by a missile at an altitude of 10,000 meters. This is the second major incident for Malaysia Airlines and its 777 fleet in the last 5 months after Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, which went missing in March 2014. Well, that was today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus?
durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Hi listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Lu Dacheng in People's Republic of China. He is one of regular listeners of Voice of Indonesia. In his email, he enclosed some photos. Hello sir, thank you for your email. I also thank you for beautiful photos. As appreciation, I'll present a beautiful song for you. So happy listening.
Sun hides beneath the clouds, and I'm far away from home. Seems like me without you is all darkness but alone. I'm lost underneath the skies of loneliness in disguise. If only you would come and stay, I'll let you show the way. Yeah, ooh, ooh. You make it all right, oh, oh, when you're here by my side, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh, into a blue sky, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. Messed up, confused, these feelings whirling through. All I need is an antidote. The baby, you only know you make it all right, oh, oh. When you're here by my side, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh, into a blue sky, oh. Your love is like a rainbow. Sometimes you make me think of all the things that I've been through. And now I know when I met you that you would be the one who set me free. You make it all right, oh, oh, when you're here by my side, oh. Your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh, into a blue sky, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. All the things that I've been through, and now I know you left me, that you would be the one who set me free.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on World Beach Games accelerates Bali economic and tourism recovery. The 2023 World Beach Games will be held in Bali next year by involving more than 1,000 athletes, 1,200 officials from around the world. The presence of this international activity involving many countries is expected to be able to revive the economy and tourism after the COVID-19 pandemic. Chairman of the Indonesian National Olympic Committee, Raja Sabta Oktohari, on Wednesday in Jakarta said he was optimistic that the Bali World Beach Games, multi-event beach sport event, scheduled from August 5th to 12th, 2023, would be successful and be able to revive tourism on the island of the gods, which was slumped down due to the pandemic. He also said that in addition to being attended by all athletes and officials, there will also be a general assembly attended by representatives of 205 national Olympic committees and 36 international sports federations in the world, such as the IOC World Olympic Committee, Olympic Council in Asia, and the WADA International Anti-Doping Association. Raja Sabta Oktohari explained, in order to make this world-level event a success, he continues to coordinate with many parties, from the Ministry of Youth and Sports to the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy and the Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises. This coordination is very necessary because the event can provide a multi-layer effect in almost all sectors in Indonesia, especially in Bali. As is the case with the sports blueprint regarding Indonesia's seriousness in increasing achievement by aiming to enter the top 5 of the 2044 Olympics ahead of the 100th anniversary of Indonesia's independence. The Bali World Beach Games 2023 will compete in 10 mandatory sports, namely aquathlon, beach handball, beach football, beach tennis, beach volleyball, 4x4, beach water polo, beach wrestling, individual world discipline karate, kite surfing, and a 5 outdoor swimming pool in addition to 4 additional sports submitted by the host and other 2 submitted by the International Organization of the Beach Games. Well, that was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now we'll reply an email from Grondin Rene in Indian Ocean. He was listening to our program in French with the Sinpo 35433. He said he really enjoyed listening to the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, sir. Thank you for enjoying our program. Your email has been forwarded to the French division. Please be patient and wait for the reply. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song for you. So, happy listening.
Serasa mati rasa. Kini tak lagi, kata mama juga jangan bimbang, itu menyakitkan. Kini ku tak lagi galau cukup. Terima kasih. menyiksa batinku. Tak ingin lagi ku galau, cukup kemarin ku galau, kini telah saatnya ku rasakan bahagia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Besides being famous for its artistic crafts, Gianyar Regency in Bali is also famous for its natural beauty, such as Purnama Beach. It is located close to the main road of Professor Dr. Ida Bagus Mantra bypass, precisely in Banjar Lupang Telabah Sukawati Village, Sukawati District, Gianyar Regency. From downtown Gianyar, the distance to Purnama Beach is approximately 11 kilometers, and from Ngurah Rai Airport, it takes approximately 50 minutes, while from downtown Denpasar, it is approximately 35 minutes. Purnama Beach has black sand that sparkles like gems, especially when exposed to sunlight. Almost all the beaches have ocean currents and big waves, so it is advisable not to bathe in the beach area. However, if you insist on doing it, you have to be extra careful. In fact, you can still enjoy the beauty of this exotic beach without having to bathe in the beach area. True to its name, during the full moon, this beach is very crowded with tourists. Purnama means full moon, hence the name Purnama Beach or Full Moon Beach. Usually, people will come in late afternoon because at that time, the beauty of the moon will look perfect. Indeed, it's so amazingly breathtaking that it's very difficult to describe, especially when the moon appears slowly from above the sea level. In the morning, you will also be hypnotized by the beauty of the sunrise rising from the sea surface. By the way, in addition to being a tourist attraction, Purnama Beach is also often used as a place for religious ceremonies by local residents. When you are traveling to Purnama Beach, many activities can be done while enjoying the calm beach atmosphere, such as sunbathing, playing on the sand, because Purnama Beach has a large and sandy area. You can also do some surfing because this beach has big enough waves and fishing activities too. In addition to sunbathing, visitors can also bury the body while enjoying the warm sand of the beach, which is said to cure a number of diseases. To go to Purnama Beach, visitors can take private vehicles and also use public transportation. If you use public transportation, you can stop at the Sukawati bus terminal. After that, continue by using a motorcycle taxi or private vehicle to the Purnama Beach tourist location. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. Tomorrow we'll meet again in a different topic.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the world.
Di malam minggu, aku pergi ke pesta. Dan gembira di tengah pesta, aku lihat si dia lincah gayanya dan masa kini ingin hatiku mencium pipinya, tapi malu rasanya.
International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
You just listened to the third song by Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present you Miscellany.
Today's miscellany is on two islands in Indonesia enter the list of the 10 best islands in Southeast Asia. Two islands in Indonesia are included in the list of 10 best islands in Southeast Asia 2022 version of Travel and Leisure, namely Bali and Lombok. The predicate was given through the Travel and Leisure Asia's Best Awards 2022. The award was first held by Travel and Leisure, a global travel and lifestyle magazine based in New York, USA. Phuket, Thailand, has been named as the best island in Asia 2022 by Travel and Leisure version. Meanwhile, Bali and Lombok were ranked 3rd and 6th respectively. Bali is an island which is also one of the provinces in Indonesia. Often dubbed as the island of gods, it never ceases to attract tourists from within and outside the country. The attraction of Bali is a group of charming beaches such as Kuta, Melasti, Seminyak, and Nusa Dua beaches, also the Blue Lagoon and many others. Besides beaches, Bali offers various of other interesting tourist destinations such as mountains, lakes, and forests. Tourists who visit can also enjoy Balinese culture and customs, which are unique and well-preserved, so that they become a tourist magnet. Besides Bali, Lombok Island in Indonesia is also recognized as one of the 10 best islands in Southeast Asia 2022, according to the Travel and Leisure version. Undoubtedly, this island, located in eastern Indonesia, holds a lot of natural beauty. The beach in Lombok is a paradise for surfers. For example, Kuta Mandalika, Tanjung Aan, Senggigi, Seger, and Gili Trawangan beaches, also the unique Pink Beach and others. Besides, Lombok has Mount Rinjani, which is the second highest volcano in Indonesia. Mount Rinjani is a favorite mountain for climbers because it offers beautiful views. Tourists visiting the island of Lombok can also enjoy the original culture of Lombok at Sade Tourism Village, Sukarasa, and Ende Tourism Villages. That was miscellany over Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让真确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum fil manazil.
Kisaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, wasch je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hi VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents you a song from Soundwave. Rini Wulandari and Jevin Julian, who are members of the music duo Soundwave, released a single entitled Love Me You Do in May 2022. This song tells the story of two lovebirds. Apart from that love in the closest theme to many people, Soundwave says that people can more easily express their feelings through songs. For this reason, the theme of love is chosen again. In the song Love Me You Do, Jevin Julian is involved as a producer, arranger, and the mixing and mastering process, which is also assisted by Iqbal. Meanwhile, the songwriting is entirely done by Rini, who is also a composer with Jevin. Through the song Love Me You Do, Soundwave hopes to represent listeners' feelings, especially for those who love someone sincerely and selflessly. Well, listener, here is Soundwave with the song Love Me You Do.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Saat
ku jumpa dirinya di suatu suasana, terasa getaran dalam dada. Ku coba mendekatinya, ku tatap dirinya. Oh, dia sungguh mempesona. Ingin daku menyapanya, menyapa dirinya, bercanda tawa dengan dirinya. Namun apa yang ku rasa, aku tak kuasa. Aku tak tahu harus berkata apa. Inikah namanya cinta? Oh, inikah cinta? Cinta pada jumpa pertama. Inikah rasanya cinta? Oh, inikah cinta? Terasa bahagia saat jumpa dengan dirinya. Ku jumpa dia berikutnya, suasana berbeda. Oh, getaran itu masih ada. Aku dekati dirinya, ku tatap wajahnya. Oh, dia tetap mempesona. Indah ku menyapanya, menyapa dirinya, bercanda tawa dengan dirinya. Namun apa yang ku rasa, aku tak kuasa. Aku tak tahu harus berkata apa.
Sayang, aku telah berjanji akan selalu